Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I don't know if you saw those photos of the Pope in this white puffer jacket. I actually thought he looked really, really cool. And I thought, wow, that Vatican is rocking. I thought it's like the whole Vatican style. I thought it's really, really cool. You know, Pope, what are you going to call it? Pope my ride. I don't know, but it don't know where that come from, and I hope he doesn't. I hope he's not listening. But either way, I genuinely thought that was real. It turns out that they were fake photos, AI generated, and now I'm just disappointed because my whole view of the progressive nature of the Catholic Church had changed. But either way, this is becoming a problem. So, and I mentioned to you, I've told you the story a number of times in terms of learning language models. Machine learning, and somebody did an exercise with taking three of my manuscripts and many hundreds of my columns, and they created this model, this language model, and they could give it a topic and it would write an article that in my style. And they did this, gave it to me, and said, "What do you think of this?" And I knew I hadn't written it. I knew it was part of this exercise, but I could not have told the difference. It was absolutely my style of writing. I would have been fooled by something that was allegedly written by me that wasn't. And this is the world that we are now entering. It is a very difficult and very confusing. And you know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for the people at Africa Check, because they've done their best to and continue to do their best to figure this whole world of fake media out and accuracy. But now there's this whole new world being thrown, this whole new thing, presenting information being thrown at them. Kaylee Clifford, Deputy Chief Editor at Africa Check. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. So were you disappointed as well in the Pope? I thought that was genuine. I thought he looked so cool.
I don't blame you for being fooled. It is, as this kind of technology advances, it is becoming more difficult for ordinary people to recognize what is an AI-generated image and what is not. When it comes to images like the one of the Pope, you can argue that that's, someone having a bit of fun, and there maybe isn't any harm in that. But the reality is there are other images that could be a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, because if we want to rely on photographic evidence for anything, I mean, we've had Photoshop for ages, but you could always, there were always ways to try and figure out if a photo had been altered. With AI-generated photos, it becomes a lot more difficult.
It does. I mean, with any platform that the public uses to receive information, there is this risk that it could be used for more harm than good. And in many ways, we're very much still in the fight against misinformation that spreads via the usual channels like social media. Mm. So increased use of AI as a source of information is definitely a challenge, and it could complicate the work of fact checkers even more. But at the same time, as you've said, I mean, this is not a strictly new problem. And while we may have to change our tactics a little bit, I think that we will still be able to counteract some of the misinformation we're seeing.
Is there a way to check if a photo is AI generated or real?
Absolutely. There are a few things that you can do. The first would be to take a closer look at the image and see if you can spot any anomalies or distortions. Some AI-generated images are really very realistic at a first glance, but when you spend a bit more time on the image, you begin to notice that something's not quite right. So some immediate red flags could be when parts of the image look very textured, almost like it's been painted, but other parts look more blurry. When you're looking at images of people in particular, one thing to look out for is mismatched or missing features. AI hasn't quite grasped capturing finer details like hands and faces. Mm. So you'll often notice that there's a missing ear, or maybe the eyes are different sizes, things like that.
So you actually have to look very closely at the human features if there's a person involved in that.
That's right. And you you usually are able to pick up something by looking out for these visual clues, but even if it's not immediately obvious, there are also other things that you can do. So something that I always do is have a look at the comments when it's a picture that has been shared to social media. There's usually somebody in the comments section who has already recognized it as being, and they've pointed out why. And then if it's an image claiming to show a certain event, I'm sure you would have seen the pictures claiming to show the arrest of Donald Trump. That would have been very easy to verify with a quick Google search, especially if it's an event that would have been quite widely covered by the media. If you can't find any credible reports of that actually happening, then it's likely that the image was fake.
The problem with that is, in terms of the distorted images, is AI and machine learning is improving all the time. It's machine learning. So within a reasonably short period, I'd imagine that these anomalies and these missing features or distorted features will start to be reduced the better we get at this.
Yeah, and it may get harder to recognize an image as being AI generated. But I mean, I do want to emphasize that this kind of fakery isn't new. We've been dealing with digitally manipulated pictures for some time now. And there's obviously been a lot of debate about AI in the media lately and conversations about whether we are prepared. I don't always think it's useful to panic. However, as you've said, the speed at which these technologies are developing means that these AI-generated images will become more realistic. And what that does is creates more room for misinformation to spread, right? So there's a risk that these images could be used to mislead people, and that is definitely something to be concerned about.
I think the greater risk to some extent is the fact that we simply will not believe anything we see. The more of these that start to infiltrate the internet and our social media, the less we'll actually believe. So in fact, it'll work probably the other way around, that we'll actually, even credible images will be viewed much more skeptically than they would have in the past.
Right. And I mean, you've touched on a very important point, actually, which is to say that the answer to fighting some of the misinformation that we see that is now being generated by AI really lies in our social media literacy skills and our ability as the public to be able to identify that kind of thing. So there are a lot of conversations around regulation and how that should work and whether there should be stricter rules for AI. But I think, and definitely our focus as a fact-checking organization would be, okay, how do we assist the public in recognizing that sort of thing?
Right. And of course, it's having interviews like this. It's talking about it, making people aware. But I would imagine that there might be a shift from your perspective in not just looking at specifics, but actually doing what you're doing now and just getting information out there to create awareness and give people the skills to be able to challenge this themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's interesting that at the moment we're not actually seeing all that many AI generated images, in terms of what we fact check. For a while, there was also a lot of concern around AI-generated videos, which made people appear as if they were doing or saying a certain thing, and they were also quite realistic. But in the countries that we work in, so South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, and Senegal, the most common images are actually still those which have been taken out of context. So they're perfectly real, but the caption is incorrect, or they've been used to show events that haven't actually taken place.
Very, very interesting that, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, I would
imagine. So the way that
carry on.
You fight those images is the same way in which you fight AI-generated images, as you've said, just teaching the public how they can identify that kind of thing.
And being absolutely aware that whatever you see is not necessarily what you think it is, even if it's disappointing in terms of the Pope, because I really think he looked very cool in a white puffer jacket. That's where we leave it. It is 8:45. That's Kaylee Clifford. She is the Deputy Chief Editor at Africa Check.